The ability to share personal updates, photos, or guerrilla event plans has made Facebook the go-to social network for some 900 million users. After a lackluster IPO, the question of how Facebook will cash in on its huge user base remains. Many small businesses and nonprofits are also struggling to turn Facebook fans into customers or supporters. Word-of-mouth producer Todd Bookman found a small operation with a big Facebook presence that could teach others a thing or two about motivating users to take action. Todd just followed the tracks to one New Hampshire animal shelter.
Simba is a puggle, the designer term for a cross between a pug and a beagle. Brown with a smooshed face and a pronounced underbite, Simba is the ugliest slash cutest slash ugliest dog in the Manchester Animal Shelter right now. And she's also the biggest hit on their Facebook page.
That was huge for a post. 35 comments and I'm not even sure how many likes. It was on fire yesterday.
Jessica Patterson volunteers at the small rescue shelter as their social media coordinator. When a dog or cat gets picked up by animal control or shows signs of abuse, they land here. Patterson will post a photo or upload a short video. It's like an Amber Alert for animals. The hope is that someone in the shelter's online network might recognize the dog or cat from their neighborhood and can help reunite them with an owner. Or if no owner comes forward, maybe someone will fall in love with a mutt like Simba and decide to adopt. There is constant activity on their site.
We do post a lot. Sometimes I wonder if we post too much because, you know, when you look at the rules of Facebook, you know, you should post like, you know, one or two posts a day or something. And we do multiple posts a day.
Patterson's 2-year-old son, Dylan, plays with a German Shepherd while his mom manages the site. She's online day and night, updating stories of lost dogs and found cats. It's a model not every business or nonprofit can follow, but the constant updates are proving to be a success. The shelter has over 11,000 likes on Facebook. To help put that in perspective, NHPR, this very radio station, has less than half that many. The Manchester Animal Shelter, with a paid staff of 3, is punching way above their weight class.
Can you give me a my name is, and this is what I do?
Like for work, me? Beth Zelog. I am NHPR's on-air fundraising and member services manager.
Beth works down the hall and is all over the shelter's Facebook page, checking in on stray cats and dogs.
People go online to see what the status is of an animal, whether it was adopted or whether it was found. And you think about that in the back of your head, especially when you're spending time with your animals. You know, did that animal find a home? You're hoping for the best so that the next time you go on Facebook, you'll see that it was adopted or it was found. And you just feel great, you know.
You've seen those posters on telephone poles, right, of a lost cat or dog? What you never get to find out is the end of the story. Did anybody ever find Fido? One reason animal lovers flock to this Facebook page is because you get that conclusion to the story. There are regular updates on adoptions and reunifications. Beth Zelog says it's like an online soap opera with a devoted following.
I think there's just this passion. There's just this feeling that people have towards animals. They're like babies to some people.
Simba is one of those babies, one with a face only a mother could love. Part of the reason the puggle is so popular is that she arrived at the shelter with pink painted toenails. She's someone's dog, maybe a little girl's best friend. Whether or not she gets reunited with that friend is a story 11,000 people are watching, and they can't wait to see how it ends. For Word of Mouth, I'm Todd Bookman.
See a picture of Simba and learn more about the many success stories of the Manchester Animal Shelter. Go to wordofmouthradio.org.